This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough, and I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Welcome to I Said No Gifts. I'm Bridger Weiniger. We are in the backyard. Maybe that's not even a novelty for you anymore, listener, but it continues to be a novelty for me. Well, you couldn't have caught me at a worse time. I just finished a book yesterday and had no book planned to read after, and am now just in total free fall as far as reading is concerned, and that's essentially all I'm thinking about at all times. What will I read next? There's no end in sight, so I'm in a mood. But we have a wonderful, wonderful guest, and hopefully she can help alleviate some of this, and we can just stop thinking about my situation for 10 seconds. Let's welcome on Darcy Carden. Darcy,
hi.
Welcome to I Said No Gifts.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so sorry about this horrible predicament you're in.
It's terrible. Are you a reader?
I just outed myself. That noise always says something. I come from a reading family.
Oh,
like a reading family.
Okay.
I come from a family of 4 librarians.
You're kidding me.
My grandma, 2 uncles, and an aunt.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. And I'm definitely full of ADHD and I have, you know, whatever brain issues that I want to read.
Right.
When I read, I'm happy to be reading. It takes so much for me to get to reading.
What does it have to be just the exact right book?
It's a little bit of the exact right book, the exact right moment,
mm-hmm.
because God, it's just so much easier to like watch something.
Of course.
You know? And I also find it so daunting. Like, what if the book's not good and I'm 100 pages in?
Yeah, halfway through, my life is wasted.
Right. Whereas it feels like if I start a TV show, maybe I know 15 minutes in if I don't want to watch this or whatever. It feels so much, it feels like less of a commitment, I guess.
Right.
So I was just talking to my grandma about this because she's such a reader. And I was like, how do you get over that, you know, that fear of wasting your time with a bad book? And she, coming from all these readers, they like have their little tricks. She's like, oh, I know within the first 10 pages.
10 pages?
I know.
No, that's your grandmother's a liar.
She's a liar. I'm reading a book right now that is meant for little kids.
What is it?
It's great. My aunt wrote a book.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. And it's not out yet, but I'm reading it and it's great. It's great.
Okay, yeah. So you can't really speak about it.
I guess I can't speak about it.
Wow. A top secret young adult, highly addictive book
but
that your aunt has...
But I can't wait to tell you about it when I am allowed to speak
right.
about it.
When you and your aunt come back to promote the book.
Would do. But yeah, I guess it has to be the right book. It has to be... I do tend to read books that friends write. You know what I mean?
Oh, interesting.
And what a weird little job we have that like we would know people that, you know, write books. So I, you know, there's the pressure to like read a book that a friend or acquaintance wrote.
Right.
And then also just, you know, sometimes enough people have recommended. I mean, I'm talking a lot about books for someone that really rarely reads. My mom always goes, but she reads scripts all the time. Guys, give her a break.
What was the last big book you read?
Wrote?
Yeah. What was the last novel wrote. That you penned?
I read not so long ago, Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, wonderful. I've never read it.
Better experience than
the movie?
Well, did you watch the movie?
I watched the movie.
And you didn't love the movie. I could tell by the way you said that.
I wasn't crazy about the movie.
I do think the book is better than the movie.
Okay.
I wonder if that might be your next... The book is
that might
quite beautiful.
Okay. And is there a...
Is it
sequel?
Sexy? Oh, sorry. Is there a I feel sex like scene? That's what I thought you were going to say. Is there a sequel? What do you mean, a book or a movie?
I feel like I've read that there was a sequel of some
too.
Sort. And it felt like... In what universe does any of this need a sequel?
Yeah, right. There is a sequel.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe it follows the younger guy in his adult life. I think.
Fascinating.
Don't want. Don't
yeah, me. I have no interest in following that story past Timothée Chalamet crying in front of a TV.
Love that. I like that you think it's a TV. It was a fireplace.
Oh, it was a fireplace. Yeah.
Maybe it was a TV with the fire.
I hope it was like the the Netflix channel
exactly.
fireplace.
That kind of like Christmassy.
Why did I think it was a TV?
No, it
maybe I was bawling in front of the TV.
Yeah. You were looking in a mirror, basically.
I was watching the movie through a mirror.
Yeah.
Kind of doing a reverse. Okay, maybe that could be the next book.
And then another one I read, I mean, this is maybe a year ago, but Martin Short's autobiography.
Oh.
Have you read that?
No, and I don't know why I haven't.
Okay, that might be it too.
That's a great idea.
Highly recommend.
I mean, like, who is funnier?
Yeah, I mean, literally.
Literally.
And the podcast goes blank for 1 hour.
We have nothing to say.
Answer the question. It's beautiful. It's hilarious. I cried. It's sad. I really recommend. I can't believe we're talking about books so much. This is so funny.
This is the library.
My siblings
hour.
Right now are rolling their eyes. Like, yeah, she's the one to ask. They literally read a book a day. I am not smart.
Oh, give me a break.
Okay.
I mean, it is interesting that we're talking about libraries a little bit, and this is not paid a paid promotion by any means. Earlier today, I went in an Ace Hardware.
Okay.
Have you ever been in an Ace Hardware?
Sure, yeah.
This is my first experience inside one.
God.
Usually I'm at a, you know, the bigger chain.
Yeah. Oh, we know bigger than Ace?
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Never,
bigger than Ace?
For
my
me,
God.
Never a positive experience in a Home Depot.
Sure.
Today I thought, and went in for absolutely no reason, but I just thought, I've never been in an Ace. Maybe I'll, what's happening in there that they're still able to stay afloat despite Home Depot kind of taking over the country? I went in and I'm not kidding. I thought, the only other time I've had this experience was in a library. It was quiet.
Yeah.
It was peaceful. The cashier was so friendly.
So you're an Aceman.
I'm a full Aceman at this point. I mean, let's be honest. I don't know their politics.
Right. I know that's the hard part, right?
That could get icky. I don't know. But maybe they're, I mean, based maybe on my experience, it's run by angels.
Oh my God.
Lovely.
Well, this is great. Because Home Depot's, it's too big. It's too loud. There's not. I would love to be the face of Home Depot. So I should probably.
I would love for
feel
you to
free
be
to
the face
edit this
of
out.
Home Depot.
The face of Home Depot. But yeah, Ace. I feel like I'm okay. By the way, listeners to the pod, I'm looking around this lovely backyard. It's gorgeous. There are plants everywhere. Over the pandemic, my husband and I got really into plants.
Oh, you're kidding. Outdoor plant, indoor plant?
Both.
Okay.
And I feel like we would go to Ace for... I mean, we would go to, you know, your nice nursery, your
mm-hmm,
nice...
Right,
Parte,
your local...
for example.
Right.
Do you know that one?
I don't.
Okay, great. It's great. I check,
Where
check
is
it out.
That?
It's by, like, the Target in Hollywood.
Okay.
You've driven by it.
I have to imagine I have.
You have. And it's Harkate.
Oh, as... In Mariska.
Exactly.
The brother of.
Exactly. So right? You know everything.
Of course I'm familiar with this. Okay. I don't know why I blanked.
It's the Hargate.
Yeah. What's his name? Devon?
Absolutely.
The brother of Mariska Hargate.
And there's
owns.
All these cool girls that work there. They have great plans. They're cheap. Again, I don't know why we're talking about this, but I'm glad we are. Actually, I've listened to the podcast before. This is what it is. This is
no,
what you do.
Usually it's basically like medical science.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
like get into the issues.
Yeah.
And it's a very serious time, but... This one time I thought, let's talk about the Hargates and their nurseries.
Wild. The nurseries, the libraries, the books.
The Aces. Let's not forget the Aces.
Yeah. So Ace would be like a fun place to get a bunch of cheap plants.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that every once in a while. It was kind of like this is what we do. And this is like deep pandemic time. My dog and I, no, my husband and my dog and I.
Oh, sorry. Interesting slip of tongue.
We would go, no, not really a slip, more like an omit. My dog and my husband and I would drive to Ace.
Okay.
My dog and I would stay in the car because you don't want two people going inside.
Right.
You can't take a dog inside, I don't think.
Probably not in an Ace.
Yeah.
I feel like you can do whatever the hell you want in a Home Depot. No one knows what's going on in there.
I have. I've done whatever the hell I want. My husband would come out of the Ace with a freaking stroller. What are they called?
Item stroller is what they're called.
Full of fun surprise plants.
Oh, so you would just say,
go nuts.
Ace is wild.
I'd say, here's $40. Go nuts. Ace is wild.
Oh my God.
Feel free.
Not intentional.
No, listeners at home, feel free to take that to your partner. Say, let's go Ace is wild.
I can't believe what we've just come up
with.
Oh
my God.
I'm mortified and also extremely proud.
You should be proud.
Ace should be using that for their marketing strategy.
What have they been doing?
I think their thing is like very forgettable. It's like come to the store or something.
Yeah.
But now they say Ace is wild.
Ace
it's a whole
wild.
New.
Like maybe it's one day a week. Maybe it's the same day every week. Maybe it's one day a month. Maybe it's one day a quarter. But it's like Ace shoppers, today is Ace is wild. And that means what, 50% off plans?
I think a 50% off. And that is going to decimate their earnings reports. But that's okay. That's fine. It's worth it for the marketing.
Yeah.
So he would go in. Your husband would go in.
Yeah.
I'm picturing you and the dog in an old-fashioned pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Rusty
couldn't be older.
Pickup.
Couldn't be rustier.
And you just wait for him to come out with whatever plans.
That's right. Sometimes I'd take Penny on a little stroll around the parking garage. It was a slow time early on in the pandemic.
That was an interesting period. It was also a time when I had just moved into this house and we had to go to Home Depot pretty frequently.
Right.
And it was always very panic-inducing.
And now you wish you'd known about Ace. You wish you had heard of it.
I had no idea there was even an option.
Yeah.
But now it's fully on the radar. This has truly become, Ace, I'll expect an envelope in the mail.
I will too.
I'm sorry. I mean,
God, I'd love an envelope.
Empty envelope.
I really wish this was, visual because I can't tell you how beautiful these plants are. There's like a fuchsia pink plant that I have in a little pot, but this is a bush of it.
This is
an absolute bush. Two, in fact.
It's overwhelming.
It's stunning.
Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
Somebody was here recently and they were Googling, trying to figure out what the name was, and we never quite landed on it, but it was like...
I could fire leaf or something. I could text my husband right now. Is that a fun thing to do on a podcast?
Please.
Okay, wait, hold on.
That's the thrill of audio, kind of a silent text.
Exactly. No, I'll make it loud.
Get the clicking noise.
Tick-tock. Here, aren't you guys into like voice memo type stuff? I am. We're young. Okay, here comes the voice memo. Hello, Jason. I'm recording that. Ooh, I already screwed up. Hello, Jason. I'm recording that podcast as we speak. You know the pink flower that we have on our porch that like is so, the one I say is so dramatic because it always dies and then we water it and it comes back to life? What is it called? Please report back immediately.
Wow.
And
now,
send.
Now we just wait. That could come within the time of the podcast or it may come hours later.
No, I think he will. He also, if we're plugging things, and we are.
No, of course.
We've only been plugging things. Jason has an app for plants. That you point at it, you take a picture, and it tells you with complete accuracy.
Wait, that he developed or that
he
has on his phone?
He owns the app on his phone.
And it does feel accurate?
It is absolutely accurate. It's insane. And the app name is Inhale. Okay, I'm going to ask him one more question. Please hold. Jason, also, what is the name of the plant app that you didn't develop, but you do own on your phone? Please report back. Thank you.
Okay, so. While we wait to hear back about that, I got a free plant app at one point, and it truly told me every plant in my yard was some sort of undersea. It was like, this is seaweed.
So, not
absolutely
good.
Inaccurate.
Not good at all. No, this one is so accurate. And the name of, we'll find out soon, but the name of the app is something like, it has nothing to do with, like, this is going to make more sense when he tells us, but it's something like Spot It or something.
Oh,
that's
it has
like,
nothing to do with plants.
I'm like, how did you get this name?
That's for dogs.
Right. It maybe isn't Spot It, but it's like, it's like the most basic app name. It's like, picture this, I think. I literally think it's picture this. I hope he responds
with a leaf
soon.
Or something. I'm now realizing also, is Aces Wild even a term, or is it Joker's Wild? What is the term? Annalise, does anyone have any idea? There's
Ace
something wild, right?
I don't think it's Aces Wild.
It's certainly not
but
Aces
I totally
Wild.
Knew what you meant. And I'm sure in some, I mean, why does it feels like if it's not the name, like Joker's Wild for sure. No. I think it could be anything wild.
Queen's Wild.
Yeah.
King's
that
Wild.
That doesn't sound good, though.
Yeah.
Aces Wild really sounds good.
Aces Wild. I mean, I feel like I've at the very least invented a new gambling term.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I played cards this weekend with my aunt and my uncle and my cousin and my husband. They're like a real make up the rules as you go family.
Uh-huh.
Like setting the rules, but it's like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if we had to like, whenever you pick up a this, you have to pass your cards to the left or whatever. And it was very fun, but man, that's a certain kind of...
What card game are you playing?
Rummy.
Oh, I've never played Rummy. I have no idea.
I love it.
Anybody
want to play Rummy, hit me up.
Is it kind of a gambling game or is it more of a Go Fish style?
Okay, those are the two.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I guess... Because I feel like Go Fish is pretty much luck, right?
I mean...
Right? Or no?
Let's talk about it. I mean, essentially every one of these games, I mean...
No, there's strategy. Come on.
You have a gambling addiction.
No, I don't really know gambling that well. I've only gambled a couple times.
I guess with
Aces
poker...
Aces Wild is a term, by the way.
Oh, Aces Wild. Yes. Okay, so I
We're
know a little bit
more. We're pumping our fists.
More.
We're celebrating.
I've got to give myself a little credit occasionally.
Okay, we've got some voice answers. Memo, everybody. Here. Hold for Jason's voice. Here we go. I hope it's loud. And I hope he doesn't embarrass me. Okay.
Okay, the plant, the red plant out front is called a bloodleaf.
Bloodleaf?
I think it's called like a herb's bloodleaf or something like that.
Herb?
Bloodleaf. And then the app that I have is called Picture This.
Hell
Picture
yeah, God damn it. Jason, thank you so much. That was wonderful. You did everything right. I love you so much. I'll see you in about an hour.
Blood leaf.
That's kind of what you were.
Yeah, I was saying fire leaf
something. Blood leaf.
But Herb's blood leaf. Herb had to get in there and kind
Wait,
of own it.
Did we say Herb?
He said Herb. So I'll say Herb.
Yeah.
But Herb as a name, I picture kind of a dork.
Right.
So I imagine some dork named this and it was like, we're not getting away without having my name.
But don't you think if it's a plant and he's saying the word herb, he actually means herb?
Oh, interesting. But he said, I feel like he said herb. Like possessive, like herbs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bloodleaf.
Right. You're right. Herbs, good nerdy herbs, bloodleaf. You can get one at Mariska Hargitay's salon or whatever.
It's on Santa Monica Boulevard and I believe La Brea Avenue.
That sounds right.
Oh,
oh God,
look, we've gotten through so much here. Ace, the leaves, and we're not even to the most important part of why we're, I mean, why I'm going, well, not why we're here today. Look, let's just get into it.
No, I have to, before you get into it, I have to tell you something.
What?
You just had Brandon Scott Jones on, who's one of my best friends.
I adore.
So do I.
The best person.
The best person.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. Listen to that app if you haven't yet, listeners. But you guys, he gave you a yoga block.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people listening at home were like, have you ever been listening to a podcast where you know the right answer and you're like yelling at the people?
Of course.
A yoga block is not for what, like, I don't know what the hell you guys were thinking.
Well, look, he brought it to my home. He should have had some information.
He should have had some idea.
So what is it for?
You're going to love it. Here's what I use yoga block for. Opening up your hips.
Okay.
Stretching out your back. It's really good for not even exercise, but for stretching.
So does that mean I'm like placing it under like the lower back and then like lying on the floor?
Yeah, here's a way I'd recommend. Okay. You're lying on your back.
Okay.
You go up into like a bridge position, which is very simple. Sounds hard. You know, a bridge position. So your feet are flat and your knees are bent. And you just kind of like lift your pelvis up.
Oh, sure.
And then scoot the block under your butt hole.
Okay, right. Directly under the butthole.
I mean, it kind of is. Okay. Or like your tailbone. And then let your legs down, baby.
And
it's going to really stretch. You lie there for like a couple minutes.
Okay.
Or a minute. Or
and is that... exclusively what it's for?
I don't know.
Okay, so now
I think you can barely know anything. No, I think you can use it for exercises too. Like I imagine you can use it for like, I bet there's like some ab stuff you can use for it.
Right.
But okay, so wait, lower back, upper back, I think you can do. Oh, that feels so good, right?
Upper
imagine
back.
Imagine like yeah, laying on like a ball.
Elevated yeah, yeah. though.
And you're, it's going to like, oh, it's going to.
I could use that.
You really should use
I've
it. And use
sore
it on your grass or whatever. Your
issue.
Beautiful. Your
come
beautiful,
out into the backyard and just lie with the bugs.
Stare at the blood leaf or whatever.
The birds
at Herb's
descend and
gorgeous
pick at
blood leaf. Okay. Anyway, so
wow.
So I just wanted you to know that it's. I feel like Brandon kind of made it sound like it's for exercising, and it's. And you clearly were like, I don't want to exercise.
Not with a thing that I barely know anything about.
No, you want to use it for. I don't know. You use it like. Give yourself a little, you know, a little break.
I also feel like maybe I put it under my knees and get down and scrub the floor.
You could do that.
You know,
you could sit on it if you were giving your dog a bath.
Oh,
in, you know what I mean?
I bathe my dog in the shower.
So do I.
Oh, you do? How yeah. big is your dog?
She's the same size as yours.
Oh.
So let's say the pounds on the count of three.
Okay, one.
Let's say the pounds. Okay, let's say the pounds. Okay, ready?
One, two, three.
85.
60.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so now, I mean, I kind of won the competition.
You did.
I mean,
you did. And
depending
also,
on...
I lost because I thought they were the same.
What sort of dog is yours?
She's a pit.
Okay.
She's like a brown, floppy-eared.
Oh.
She's gorgeous.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, our dog is an American Bulldog that we thought was a pit for a long time.
She's pitty.
Yeah, she's got a very
she's tall
bulky,
for a bulldog, right?
Right, right.
Okay, these are all pictures of her gorgeous belly. Oh, here's a picture of her chilling with my little niece, Clover.
Oh, she yeah. almost looks like a Labrador.
She does look like she's... When we got her they at the... at what you call it? At shelter? The,
right.
at the expensive dog kennel? No. Don't we don't do that.
When you went to the puppy mill,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
You own and
we
operate.
Said, can we get a pit bull? they said chocolate lab pit, and
oh,
she does look like a lab,
right? Yes.
But then when we've done her DNA, she's absolutely not a lab, or she's like a little, you know,
you
1% or whatever.
When she sold you that dog.
I think that chocolate lab probably gets a lot of dogs out the door.
Yeah, of course.
You know
people
what I mean?
Are,
very
that's
like
kind
American,
of one of those, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But
what
she's just
a beautiful dog.
She's yeah, yours too.
So you're getting in the shower with the
dog.
Oh
God, yes.
I'm getting in the shower with my dog.
Picture it.
Listener, close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Just two gorgeous people and their dogs. Yeah. Huh. Wait, do you do it alone?
I do it alone. I put on a swimsuit.
Yep, me too.
Okay.
Can't have
which is,
can't have things swinging.
No, I don't need to be naked with the
no.
dog. It's a, you know, it's father-daughter time.
Totally.
We're just
totally.
Taking, we're in the pool, essentially.
Yes, I totally do the same thing. I have these little, like, a sports bra and these little shorts. I could just put on a bathing suit. I don't know why I don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I occasionally will do, you know, underwear or
yeah,
whatever, but
that'll
a swimsuit
work.
Works better.
Yeah.
A swimsuit dries off
and
quicker.
And also, like, a swimsuit doesn't get that much action.
No. Oh, what are we talking
maybe
about?
Maybe, like, once a yes. year. 1 to 10 times a year.
Right.
And if you're doing a, if you're incorporating your swimsuit into your dog bathing, that's going to double its usage.
For me, that's once every 10 days. This dog has to have allergy shampoo.
Holy shit.
So we're getting in there. I'm telling her what a good dog
yeah.
she is over and over and over for probably 15 minutes.
And you have to pick her up and put her in the shower? Or
she comes willingly. Although it's like one of these situations where I have to put the leash on.
Okay.
I offer her a treat.
Okay.
She won't take it. There's
she
one
knows.
Time of the week that she knows that that's
totally.
Where that's headed. But she also knows that she's going to have a leash. I'm like, why not at least
yeah.
take the treat?
Yeah. And it's funny because Penny also doesn't want to be bathed. And then once she's in, she's fine, but she doesn't want to. But Jason and I always were like, you're going to be rubbed for 10 minutes.
Right.
Like,
you get like
this
a beautiful
is what you
massage.
Want. We are going to rub you for 10 minutes,
yes.
you fool. Okay, here's a little tip if this would help. I smear peanut butter on the shower wall.
Oh,
can you picture it?
Oh my God,
not
that's
a, not
genius.
A huge glob, but just a little bit so that she's like standing there licking the shower
that
wall.
Is so smart.
Feel free to
oh my
incorporate.
God. We use peanut butter to get her to take every
yeah,
other pill.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Wow,
yeah,
what
at least
a tip
try
for
it,
everyone.
Try it for a month and then she'll get over it,
that's
I'm sure.
So smart. Okay. And peanut butter, yeah, the dog's obsessed.
They do.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're just trying to kind of distract me from the issue at hand.
I know.
You agreed to be on I Said No Gifts, my podcast, at some point in the past. I was thrilled. I was so excited. I thought, Darcy's so funny. We'll have a great time. She's not going to pull anything. She's not going to try to, you know, get the attention on her. She's going to allow me to have all the attention. So I was a little surprised. Wow, that bird
really
that
almost took out your eye. Yeah,
I was a little surprised when you kind of sauntered into my backyard holding a bag.
I'm sorry.
Kind of singing, I have a gift for you, look what I brought.
Right.
I wasn't quite sure what that meant, but...
Now you kind of put it together.
Yeah, I've kind of put the pieces together.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, is this a gift for me?
I'm so sorry, but it is.
Okay.
I know. And I know that that was like really clear in the email that that's not what this is. Not even not what it's about. It's like really frowned upon.
Right.
Forbidden.
I mean, absolutely forbidden. Yeah. I think forbidden is the only word. I think that that's kind of in all caps in the email.
It's the hard part, of course, is that I've never been to your house.
Sure.
And
so you're using
that kind of as
a loophole.
Yeah.
Kind of dodging blame any way you can.
I'm just such a sweet Midwestern gal.
Okay, well...
I'm from the Bay Area, but you know what I mean.
You put off a Midwestern vibe.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that that's a wonderful thing. Well, do you want me to open it here on the podcast?
I do, yeah. Do you mind? I just want to see you. I just want to see what it is. I mean, I know what it is, but I want to see you see what it is.
Okay, I'm happy to open it.
And I want you to know that the bag is part of the gift.
It's a beautiful bag.
Isn't it?
This is like a thick fabric.
I know. I kind of want to like tell you what's going on before you get in.
Of course. Let's hear what's going on.
Okay, here's what it is. I went through my house and gave you a bunch of stuff that I don't really want. Untouched, unused, great things. But things that I'm like, I haven't opened this for a reason. But they're great things. They're things that I would give to my sisters, my aunts, my uncles, whoever comes over. I don't want them, and I really want you to have them.
I can't wait to dive into this, and it's just $100 bills and diamonds.
I don't need them.
Just strewn about your house.
I also put a sticker over each of the name brands.
Okay.
Because I don't want any of the brands to feel...
kind of
like I didn't want their
that makes
shit.
Sense.
Does that make sense?
Right. Unless you can, an Ace Hardware branded object.
So you feel free to peel the stickers off later, but on air, you're
we
not going to be naming
be
the brands.
We will not be speaking brand names.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into this.
Okay.
It's a kind of...
I do know that you will use that bag. The bag looks...
Oh,
I've only 100%. Met you one time, but I know...
Person.
I can see you using this bag.
Bags and books are two things where I'm like, when the bags start... My current bag starts to have a hole in it, I begin to panic.
Yeah.
What will my next bag be?
Honey...
Okay, listener, this is, it's not a gift bag. It's like a thick thing, so you're not going to hear any crunching or anything.
What do we call that, a tote bag?
Yeah, it's like a tote. It's
but
an over-the-shoulder tote.
Yeah, it's great. It's
throw that over.
It's gray and black and white striped.
It's beautiful.
It's really cute.
I kind of feel guilty that it's mine
now. I almost just said the brand. It's a...
Okay, let's see. Okay, first object.
I know you have a dog.
Wait. Pet accessories.
Oh, God. I'm like, don't say the brand, babe.
I'm not going to... This is... Oh, I actually have no idea what I'm looking at.
Great
I won't say the brand because there is a very cute sticker over it.
Stickers are cute. Do you want me to help you look at what it
that
is?
Up. And it looks like, as far as I can tell, some sort of crystal product
for
dogs.
Yeah, it's crystal product.
What?
It's a little much for me. I think it's water goes in the container.
Okay.
There's a crystal in there. And then I think you press the button and then your dog can drink out of the...
Oh, out of this.
Yeah, and maybe the crystal is like really good for your dog's health or something.
Or poisons
the
dog.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want it.
Yeah, so it almost looks like an ice cream scoop.
Yes, it does.
Like a giant or like a snowball thrower.
Yeah.
But it's like a clear jar with an onyx crystal in the middle.
A black crystal.
This is a fascinating...
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real pseudoscience...
Yeah.
Who knows what will happen, but this is perfect. I can take just a little crunchy crunch.
And when I got it, I thought, ooh, I love this. And then I did not ever want to open it again.
What made you second guess it?
I guess I'd want it for a walk, but I'm never going to take a big old bowl or, I mean, I guess you could just give it to your dog anytime. To me, it's like a walking.
Right. It's not like
when
if you're at the house, the dog has access to water.
She's not going to drink out of a goddamn like ice cream scoop. Unless you put in maybe some bone broth, okay? sorry. You guys, he laughs at me a lot, but he does it silently, so you don't know that I'm actually being
I'm
really funny.
I'm sitting here stone-faced. I'm mouthing to Darcy, please
stop,
leave.
Stop.
The show's over.
You're doing the
Your time is up.
Yeah. Okay. So that is some, yeah. So anyway, for a walk or a hike, I would use one of those like collapsible bowls.
Oh.
Because I don't want bulky shit on me when I'm on a hike with my dog.
So is the collapsible one like a fabric thing?
It's like a plasticky, rubbery thing. And it just like flattens to like a rubber disc and then you can pop it out like a.
So you're taking your dog on hikes?
I am. Yeah.
How often?
Well, often. Here's what I was about to do. This is a problem of mine. Okay. Ready? Let's just get into it. You said, how often are you taking your dogs on walks?
Yes. Okay. Sure,
my brain goes, well, she's sick right now. So you're not really taking her on walks that often, right?
So the lie collapses.
Exactly. So I'm like, but we don't need to get into the sickness. No, it's
just
sad.
Think about pre-sickness.
Right. So pre-sick. Okay. Let's like during early COVID. Well, like everything pre-sickness.
Okay.
We're going on a walk every day.
Right.
We're going on a hike with a water maybe like once or twice a week. And we're
That's
talking like
good.
3 or 4 miles.
That's a lot of hiking for
and maybe
you
I'm
and
lying
for the dog.
A little bit. But on a good day or a good week, that's what we're doing.
Wow. Even once a week, a hike.
I live right next to a great hike.
Oh, okay. So it's just like walk out the door.
It literally is walk
it's
out
really
the door.
It's not really planning.
No.
Okay. And the dog enjoys it.
She loves it. She lives for it. Right now, she's bored as hell.
What's
she's
wrong with her?
Sick and bored. Honey,
is it going to be a drag?
Yeah, it's a drag.
Oh, is she going to be okay?
She'll be okay.
Okay. As long as we know she's going to be okay.
She'll be okay. I don't know if she'll be okay.
How old is she?
She's 8.
Oh, but our dog is also 8.
I know. She's really young. Pits are prone to like mast cell tumors. Do you know?
Edie had one of okay. these. We had it removed.
Moved. So Penny's had like—
knock on wood.
I know.
Everything's okay.
I know. Penny had 4 of them and we've got them all, gotten them all removed. And this last one has been a doozy.
Oh,
and it's been
no.
since, it's been like 9 months.
You've got to be kidding me. Yeah. Where was it?
It's on her like back leg.
Oh.
And we've done chemo and we've done surgery and we've done radiation. And it's, you know, she's great. I mean, she's great. She's
right.
like, she's just a trooper and Oof. She's amazing. Jason and I are like, absolutely. I don't even know. Like, we're like, we are dead.
Right.
We died 9 months ago. We're floating through this life now. This has been like the most roller coastery, like 9 months that have gone by in the blink of an eye and also have been so long. It's, you know, when the thing you love is not doing well.
That is not a fun experience.
I know. Well, so guys, feel free to either cut this out or amplify it. Put an echo behind it.
Let's all just think about Penny for 1 second.
Do, please. Give Penny
do
some
everything
love.
That this crystal never would have been able to do.
This is the thing. I'm like, would the crystal cure cancer? I don't think so. But if it does, let me know. And then I'm going to come back over here and take it back.
Kind of a communal crystal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, we have other items to get into here. So we might as well just
There's
dip
so
back
many more.
In. Let's see here.
Okay, this is...
incense sticks. And again, we're not saying the brand.
We're not saying the brand.
But it kind of matches the crystal.
It's a great vibe.
But I can't imagine they're dog incense.
They're not dog incense. So. And things with like incense and candles. Like I know this is a good smell.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Interesting. So, it's a sea salt
mild.
And sage.
It's great. Yeah, why don't you freaking tell them everything? Jesus Christ. it's like if I... You know, especially with candles and incense and... scented things, or even like creams and perfumes, if there's anything about the smell, for me at least, that's off, I'll just never use it.
Well,
right?
I hope not.
Right, right. But it's
if
not,
I don't, if
it's
you don't
not
like
a
something,
bad
don't
smell.
Use it.
It's not like a rotten smell. It's nothing,
right.
There's nothing off about it.
It's
it just doesn't sit right with right. me. So I don't want it.
I think it smells nice. I have
Good.
Very low tolerance. I mean, actually a very high tolerance for smells.
I'm crazy about smells.
What are your favorite smells?
Oh, I like for candles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like a spearmint or like
oh.
a, like a, I say spearmint because the candle I'm thinking of is like winter spearmint or something like that. I love that. I'm like, I like a spearmint, you know, that classic candle smell. I like
that
a minty, wintry...
Kind of an herby...
Yeah, like an herb... No, like a herby.
A herby, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the reminder. Okay, I don't think I've ever had a spearmint outside of a gum, which I do think is an underrated gum.
It's a great gum. Thank you. You know what is another great gum underrated?
What?
For youth? Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
It's such a grandpa gum.
I love a Big Red.
I love a Big
but
Red.
What are we talking about with Big Red? Is it a sugar gum? Oh, or have they gone to a sugar-free?
Oh my God, I don't really know about sugar and sugar-free gums. I will only
eat a sugar-free gum at this point.
And because what are we doing with our bodies?
Right. I mean, truly, if it's a sugar gum, we're I'm just chewing a piece of candy.
So if I'm eating like Orbit gum like 20 times a day, thank God.
Although, what is the sugar-free thing?
Yeah, exactly. But it's doing something else bad.
I feel like there is a cinnamon gum that's sugar-free, but a Big Red, that hard, almost brittle.
I know.
I love it.
I think, well, if you're saying Orbit is sugar-free, then that, I feel like a lot of natural gums are shit, crap, fuck, bad, the worst. The worst.
They do nothing.
The taste goes away in 30 seconds.
Right. It's just the essence that it's gone. Yeah. I don't know that I've had any natural gums. I always reach for, and this is not branded content, an Orbit.
Orbit. If you want two people to be the face of
you. We would be the perfect faces of Orbit.
We have great teeth, by the way. We have really good teeth. Your teeth are so good. We both had braces, right?
Yeah, we both had braces. We've been through it. What grade?
I got my braces. Oh, is this good or what? I had my braces for exactly junior high. I got them off like 2 weeks before high school.
So is this, now when you say junior high, it was middle school, 7th to 9th grade. Were
sixth, seventh, eighth.
Okay, interesting.
And then I got it off like a week or two before high school.
Right, and it was an all new you.
And then I was like, who wants to French me? And the answer was, kind of a lot of people.
Opposite experience.
Okay.
But I wasn't, simply was not.
You weren't putting it out
there.
Yeah.
God knows what would have happened had I
cried. Yeah. I was leading tooth first.
Yeah, I was 7th to 9th grade.
Okay.
And then the feeling, the freedom, you're flying.
Yeah.
Do you have a permanent retainer?
I wish I did.
I did for a long time until last year.
My sister has one and I'm jealous.
But your teeth are perfectly straight.
Well, I am getting a teeny little gap in my front teeth.
As of when?
It's something that my retainer would keep closed.
Okay.
And I still have my retainer. It has Homer and Marge Simpson on it. It's so long, like 10 years. I could put it in and like, I could put it in tonight and maybe take like 5 Advil and be able to like get through the night. Yeah. But it would really hurt. It would hurt.
Yeah. I feel like.
I'd be afraid I like couldn't get it out. I don't know.
No, your teeth are in a perfect spot now.
Just these little.
I feel like they're not going to move anymore. No, they look fantastic.
Okay. All right.
Last year I thought, you know, the permanent retainer had been part of my experience for over a decade. I was like, let's get rid of this thing.
My sister says, I when she got her little permanent retainer, I said, when will they take that off? And she goes, they'll pry it off my cold, dead body.
The archaeologists will find it.
Exactly.
That's what I was afraid of.
I feel
of.
Like she was like 11 when she said that, and it really killed me. It was really funny. She remains funny.
Yeah, that's to this day. Not for me. They won't find that in my skeleton.
No. But also, I got to say, a little or a lot of like teeth crookedness is so cute and attractive.
Oh, yeah, I think you want
love
a little
it.
Character.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
We don't need a fully deranged mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
But like...
I can think of a couple deranged mouths that I wouldn't mind getting in.
That's very true. Yeah, I feel like character is really all that matters.
Yeah, totally.
And flossing and brushing.
Yes.
Those
hygiene and character.
Right, exactly.
Be clean, but clean and quirky, baby. Yeah.
Have a snaggle tooth.
for it. Yeah.
Orbit, scents, sticks. You like a spearmint.
I also
Your
love
house
a,
smells like
I
a
love
Wrigley
a,
factory.
Yeah. I guess I, here's what I love. Ready for it? I love a minty, wintry smell in the winter.
Okay.
I love a citrusy smell in the summer.
That makes perfect sense.
Great.
Yeah. I was talking to Annalise prior to the podcast because we were drinking some LaCroix, and Annalise told me that their favorite winter LaCroix flavor is coconut.
Wait, winter? Okay, no. I don't disagree. You don't like coconut?
I don't.
Or you're saying for winter
I
makes just, no
I
sense?
I found it fascinating. I thought it was a very interesting, like curling up by the fire with a coconut LaCroix doesn't quite make sense.
I'm with you. But which one makes more sense?
None of them.
Yeah, so yeah, you're staying away from LaCroix in the winter here in Los Angeles.
I mean, I will say an early winter morning with a pomegranate, grapefruit flavor makes sense to
me. But isn't grapefruit also... Okay. An early morning, wintry... Wait, hold on. We're drinking LaCroix in the morning? That's...
No.
Give me a damn coffee,
all of the behavior we're currently describing is someone who's losing their mind.
Yeah. Wake up, Papa LaCroix. Are you a coffee...
With my bacon and eggs.
You got it. Are you a coffee
I'm
person?
A huge coffee.
Yeah, me too.
Are you coffee first thing in the morning?
The second I open my
what
eyes.
What sort of coffee?
Hot
coffee? Hot coffee.
I could do hot coffee all day... Even on a hot day.
Wow.
Now, I do love an iced coffee, but I tend to gravitate towards hot coffee.
Do you have cold coffee available in the morning?
No, I'd have to go get it.
You have to go.
Yeah. Okay. Or I'd have to fucking put in the, sorry. Sorry for that. I'm so
sorry.
What? Just absolutely saying fuck for no reason.
This podcast, for some reason, is rated explicit, which I find very funny.
That is funny. Just the option. But I mean, and I don't mind swearing, and I don't, and I think I've sworn a time or two today, but I didn't need to say it there.
Fully unnecessary. Yeah. The listener is wagging their finger.
They go, no, 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 not on my watch.
Ace is kind of backing away.
We were thinking about it.
We don't want this person as a spokesperson.
But American libraries are like, color me intrigued.
Yes. Coffee in the morning. You're a hot coffee drinker. I'm a cold coffee drinker in the morning.
Oh, interesting.
But I have to have it.
Okay, so how do you do a cold coffee? You buy cold brew?
No, I make cold brew about once a week.
Cute.
With the whole toddy system. Taught myself to use it. It's incredible.
Amazing.
It's changed my life in one way.
Okay.
Not in multiple
ways,
but
also
in a single way.
I would say like having a thing like that changes, like it's not just that you're drinking good coffee that you love in the morning. It's that like once a week, it's a little bit of, I don't know, like I was about to say like God, but it's a little bit of, what is it? It's like having like a routine and a ritual.
Oh yeah,
baby. You know, like this is my time to do this thing. Didn't you find so many of those over like the early pandemic?
Oh, I basically found that.
Yeah.
Baking?
Yeah.
Baking,
yeah.
It feels so,
so
nice.
So many little things. Making soup. Like, a big thing I got into over the pandemic was like composting.
Oh.
I would spend so much of my time breaking food down. Like,
Had you done it prior to?
Never. Barely knew what it was.
And now you're addicted.
Now I'm addicted. And although some of the composted soil that we've used, maybe I didn't compost it enough because a tomato plant grew. I just had like a regular old house plant and I put in some of the compost soil on top and then a tomato plant grew.
Oh my
and
God.
Like killed the plant.
Look who's here.
Yeah. Took over. But now we have one little tiny tomato growing and that's kind of rad.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And what a hopeful message.
I know.
That anything can grow out of garbage.
That's right. Whoa. Take that. If you take anything from this podcast, if you take anything from the last 2.5 years, anything can grow. I think there's something there.
Anything can grow from trash.
I don't necessarily
believe it.
But. Yeah, I don't either. I'm like, what does that mean? But I like it.
That feels like something that could at least go on a wall or a pillow or something. And as long as you don't give it a second thought, you're like,
you're good.
Oh, great.
That's right. Yeah.
I feel like there's an Instagram graphic.
For sure.
One of those like pseudo, you know, therapy Instagram things is going to have that all over
and
the place.
And then like one of those Instagrams that you follow and unfollow immediately. Like after a week, you're like, no, I don't want this.
Where was I when
I don't want this. Exactly,
this
exactly. Okay, more gifts.
We've got to reach back in because there are multiple. Okay. Oh, there's an eye sleeping mask. I will say there have been guests on this podcast before who have brought a bag full of items multiple times. Usually complete trash. Well, actually, sometimes trash, sometimes not. This is probably the nicest version of this by far.
I didn't want to give you anything bad. I just wanted to give you things I don't want. Okay, this is an avocado eye mask. So it's like probably eye cream that you sleep in.
Do you have any idea if it's like the kind of TV mom green?
Oh, I hope it is.
I do too.
I really hope it is. There's something, I'm not even going to tell you. This would give away the product if I told you too much about it.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to do... I mean, I've already done a keyword on the incense stick.
I know.
I will say that it brightens.
Yeah, it brightens.
It has retinol.
It's going to be great.
Which people scream about all the time.
I scream about it. I love it.
Have you ever had one of those full avocado masks?
Probably when I was... I think when I was like a teenager, my sisters and I were really into like... put an egg in your hair or like, make your own honey mask or whatever. And you would do it like one time and you'd be like, this is a lot of work for not a lot of results. So I'm going to go to CVS and buy a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if we ever came to a conclusion as a society, whether that did anything.
I know. Just smushing up an avocado. I feel like for sure, now I want to do it. I think it's like avocado and honey and this and that. Like you make a little recipe.
Right.
And smush it on your face.
But it sounds, that truly does, and this isn't a joke to me, sound delicious.
I know.
It sounds like I would just get to a point where I'm like, why am I?
I want to lick.
I don't cook. Why am I making a thing for my face?
Yeah, when you could buy or when you could have a podcast and ask people to bring you things.
Wow, this is fascinating. I'm very excited to give this a try. I hope I don't break out.
No, oh God. Well, just...
I guess...
Also, here's a little like...
This looks nice, so I don't feel like it's going to happen.
Really, honestly, I'm giving you only good things. I'm giving you good things. Because here's a little secret about actresses. Are you ready for this? You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. Listeners at home are going to hate it. We get a lot of free shit. And the thing is, it's not fair. Because there was so long that I was struggling so much.
There was probably a period when you could have used all of these items.
And I really wanted this stuff.
Right.
And now the problem is that like... It's not even that I don't want this avocado eye mask. It's that I have too many things like it and I'm never going to get to it.
Right.
So I need you to take it.
You have a whole library of items.
And I know, I hear what's happening right now.
I'm glad you're owning this. Because
I have to own it because I don't...
The entertainment industry at large, what are we talking about with these gift bags?
What
with
is
things
this?
They're giving away.
It's not right.
Someone's got to create some sort of charity that funnels all of that stuff.
I bet there is. But I will tell you that I've been to like gift baggy type of places where... I should shut up.
You've been to Epstein Island.
Oh my God. Where they kind of track stuff. So you want to give it to your sisters, your friends.
Oh no.
Where they kind of track stuff.
Oh, that's kind of scary.
Isn't that a bummer?
Well, you drove here today in a car with a giant barcode on the side, which I thought, what's happening here?
What is happening? So, but none, they're not going to track any of this stuff. But anyway, I don't like to hoard things. Well, it's not a problem, but I really have to use things. So I don't, I don't want to use something and then throw it away. Like a lot, you know, girls with their makeup, honey, they're not using it down to the last drop. You got to use it down to the last drop.
Right. And you know what works for you.
You know what works for you.
You're not ready to experiment.
Exactly.
Unless you're like 11 years old.
What are you, 11?
You've known for years
you know
what
your products,
works for you.
And every once in a while, it's nice to try a new avocado eye mask. But I'm good.
Okay, yeah, we do have so many items and this could be a record-breaking episode.
Oh, God, sorry.
Okay, we're reaching in again.
I think this is a detoxifying shampoo.
A shampoo?
Yeah.
Oh, so I've, on recent episodes, have talked about shampooing and how I kind of stopped shampooing.
You're over it.
Maybe
this is the perfect product for like a once a month or something like that.
Exactly, because I was playing around with something called what I've now committed to memory because a lot of listeners wrote in screaming, it's called co-washing.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what this is?
No.
Where you're only washing your hair with conditioner.
Oh,
and only on occasion.
So washing your hair with conditioner?
Yeah.
Like conditioning your hair?
Conditioning your hair, shampoo is never part of the equation.
Conditioning your hair, shampoo is never.
I think that really the goal... From what I can tell from everything over the trends of the last 12 years, it's like, just have the greasiest hair possible.
Well, here's the thing. So, listeners, I know you've seen pictures. His hair is fantastic.
Oh, God bless.
It's gorgeous. Hair is gorgeous. And I'm not so close to you, but as long as you don't smell bad, you're good.
I don't smell bad.
And I don't think you do. I really don't
Smelling is a big concern for me.
Yeah, I can tell.
Showering once a day. I used to shower twice a day, which seemed unhealthy.
It's unnecessary.
You're fully unnecessary.
Do what you got to do, but...
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes I shower twice a day.
I mean, it depends on the situation.
Yeah. I do like a nighttime shower.
So relaxing.
Yeah.
But you have to have you've got to have a long period before you go to bed.
Right. Oh, because you can't go to bed with wet hair?
Yeah, I'm not going to bed with wet hair.
I do. I absolutely do. Sometimes just to see what it looks like when you wake up. That's fun. That's just fun.
I need at least an hour and a half between shower and sleepy time.
Sometimes I hit the bed with wet hair. And if I do that, it's brushed and it's probably in pigtails or a braid.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah, I'm really cute.
And then your bed is just mildew city.
Yeah, that's true.
Kind of a moss
land. Yeah, for sure, like halfway through the night, I'm flipping the pillow over because it's just soaking wet. Yeah, I never really thought about that. Whoops.
Yeah, this looks like a shampoo worth experimenting
maybe
with.
And maybe, again, maybe that's like a once a month once a quarter. Bi-monthly.
Yeah, like maybe once a month I'm conditioning. And then...
Okay, hold. And by the way, I'm not judging any of this.
Right.
Because I know we have overwashed and conditioned our hair for years.
We've done it too much.
It's
the
crazy.
90s did a lot to our hair.
But so I was thinking you conditioned every time. So you're getting in a shower. You're wetting your hair.
Wetting. Absolutely wetting. Okay. Running like a comb through.
Okay.
I have like a plastic thing in the shower just because I have pretty thick hair.
Gotcha.
But the actual act of... Any sort of chemical or anything hitting my hair is probably once every 2 to 3 weeks.
I wonder what would, you know, like we were talking about avocado on the face. Like, I wonder if there's like a household product. I don't even know what it would be.
That
like an
what?
Egg, an avocado.
Oh, that's like kind of a
that
fun
you could just
secret.
Like smooth on through your hair just to see what the hell would happen.
I feel like people talk about vinegar. Vinegar. But I could be wrong.
That feels like it would dry you out.
I don't think anyone knows what's happening with maybe butter shortening.
Butter.
Just got a big
greasy.
Crisco jar.
But this, yeah, maybe, I don't know. I don't want you to like mess up the, what's the word, like alchemy?
Alchemy, I feel like, is turning something into gold. Which, I mean, I feel like that should be the name of a shampoo or something.
Why did I say alchemy? And maybe I meant chemistry?
Chemistry. I feel like chemistry is kind of the chemical balance.
Yeah. No, let's say alchemy. I don't want you turning your hair into gold. Because if you wash with this shampoo and then you come out with a head full of gold, that's on me.
Kind of Midas touch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's another name for a shampoo.
Midas touch.
Shampoo companies reach out. I'm ready to market.
I got a name for a shampoo. Ace is Wild.
Which you buy at the hardware
yeah.
store.
Queen's Wild.
Queen's Wild. I feel like Ace Hardware needs to get into the hair care
business.
I think so
too.
ASAP.
What are they doing?
What are they doing?
Are
they a little salon
doing?
In the back of the store.
Yeah. Something for everyone.
The atmosphere is there. It's almost a spa atmosphere. Again, not paid promotion.
No.
I've been there one time.
Yeah. No, it's a great place. Okay, so clarifying
detox.
We've got
the shampoo.
This might be the absolute perfect thing for you. Eucalyptus essential oil. This is you're using this once a month, once a year. I don't know, but you're using it, you're loving it. You're so glad I brought
how it. Smells
like.
I'm gonna try to smell it real okay. quick here. Opening it up. See, this is honestly you see shampoo in a bottle like this, and yeah. it's a very small, it's like you only need a dab.
No. Oh, it might be fun to Google how much these things were. And then we can add it up. And
it
maybe
it smells good. It's not overwhelming.
I think it'd be fun to figure out what guest is giving you the most expensive gift.
Oh, a Price is Right style. After we've opened all of these, I'm going to do some sort of estimate.
Great, great, great.
And then I think I will tally it up.
Great.
With your permission.
Please.
On no other occasion would I look up gift prices.
Because keep in mind, I didn't buy
these
any
were
of these.
Sent to you. So I will look up the prices and then on Instagram, tell the final total.
Okay, great.
And we'll see what it's. This is as close as I'll get to prices, right?
Great. I think this is great.
With kind of.
Don't count yourself out. You might be on that show one of these days.
Oh, I guess I should believe in myself.
Life is long.
Drew Carey, reach out. It's sick that you haven't already reached out. Yeah, this is kind of a Goop style Price is Right.
So Goop.
Okay, so we're reaching back in. Oh, a beautiful bar soap.
Just a bar soap. When was the last time you used a bar soap?
I've got a gel.
You're using
I've got
a gel. Of course you are.
Do you use a gel?
I use a shower gel.
A body wash.
Yeah. But every once in a while, it's nice to go back to basics.
To go back to basics with a bar of soap, there's something so underrated about
it. I agree.
Rubbing that in between your hands. Lathering it up.
It's going to bring you somewhere. It's going to bring you back in time. It's going to, like, it's there.
Kind of
you
a jail or yeah. prison feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Slips out of your hand.
Whoopsie.
I mean, it's fun when the soap slips.
Oh, it's so fun.
And it looks nice, too.
It looks nice. Yeah. Wait, let's see. This says bar soap, energizing, multi-purpose. I mean, this could be in the shower. I guess it could be like on a little soap
right
dish next to your sink. That's a little messy.
What do you think of a bar soap next to the sink?
I don't love it.
I don't think anyone
don't
likes that.
Nobody
no one trusts
that.
It.
No. The nice thing about a bar soap in the shower is like you can wash it off before you... Like there's something
right.
unhygienic about
oh,
a
completely.
Bar of soap
just sitting
next
there in its own filth.
Get real.
In the shower, you know, it belongs to one person.
Exactly.
Not every... Not all paws.
Maybe two people are using it tops,
right.
But that's fine.
Yeah, well, depends on your romantic situation.
That's right.
Maybe there are hundreds, and then
okay.
we're back to the same problem.
That's right. Although, if it's a romantic situation, you've done more than just soaped each other.
That's
you know
very
what I'm saying?
True. And if you've got, you know, also everyone should have their, maybe it's time for you to buckle down and buy everybody their own bar of soap.
That's right.
A little soap library
oh,
in your
wow.
shower, depending on...
That's how you sort of prove
right.
where you're at with this person is, I got you your own soap. They're like, thanks?
Look, honey.
Yeah. Thanks, I guess. I could have just used yours. They're like, I'm more of a body wash guy, but okay.
And let's be honest, this has got peppermint in it. So you're really giving up some gold here.
Shit, I want it back.
It smells, but it's not overwhelming. It doesn't sound like it's going to burn. Although
yeah.
I do love a peppermint oil.
I do too.
The slight burn of a peppermint oil feels like something's being eradicated.
I'll tell you one thing. I used to work at what are they called? Nail salon.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you do at the nail salon?
I was the front desk girl.
Okay, you weren't the nail tech.
I wasn't the nail tech. I worship them. Artists.
Literal artists.
Yeah. My little sister and I both worked at, she was in high school, I was in college. It was like a summer that I was home. And we had like a peppermint scrub option. And I guess I'll admit that I took a bunch of it home. Did not buy it, but I took a...
You're not getting that job back.
Yeah, I know, I know. I like, you know, probably put it in like a Tupperware or something. I absolutely took a bunch of it home. And this is like how I know karma is real. I used it. It's just for like in the salon, they just used it on the women's feet and their calves. And this was, I put it all over my body and I
hospitalized.
I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. I literally thought I was going to have to go to the hospital. I thought I was like burning my insides alive. Now, granted, you understand, I didn't like scrub inside of
myself. It doesn't take that.
It doesn't take
that. It's that powerful.
The oil or whatever it is, it gets wherever it wants to go.
It sounds like we're talking about industrial grade. You brought
for
this
sure.
from pros.
Yeah, exactly.
This wasn't something about Trader Joe's.
I really learned a lesson. It took a really long time for the sensation to go away. It was really terrible.
You dragged yourself across the bathroom floor to the phone, 911. I have peppermint oil all over my body.
My poor brother was the only person home. And I ran out in a towel and I was like, I don't know what is happening.
How long did it take for that sensation to go away?
It feels, in my memory, it was like 30 minutes. I was like, what do I do? Do I bathe in milk? Like, do I need... to make an oatmeal bath? What do I need? I need to go to the hospital.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was really scary.
Yeah, and you don't know if it's going to escalate.
Exactly.
Oh.
Thank you for going through
now,
that.
Now, is that
me.
The only time you've stolen from an employer?
No. I've done it
what else
so
have
many
you stolen?
Times. I don't know what I should admit to. Because there was a while where I was like a temp.
Right.
And a long time where I was a temp in New York. And I would sort of think like, part of the payment is I can just take whatever the hell I want. I'm not buying paper clips.
Right.
You understand?
Right. Oh, yeah. I've worked in office atmospheres where I'm like, we've got, I mean, truckfuls of this coming in.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to notice if I'm stocking up at home.
And it kind of felt right. It felt a little bit like I'm being underpaid. I'm being overworked. My boss is an asshole, whatever the day is. And it felt a little bit like I'm taking this for me. I'm taking one for me.
And whatever that is. Probably making you a better employee.
For
in
sure.
The end.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about those things.
Oh, yeah. I just remember there was a while where I was really taking a lot of Diet Coke home.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
When I had my Diet Coke problem, which was only Diet Coke problem means I had two a day, but I had two a day for a good long while.
And were you taking like one can home a night or how did that work?
I guess you could say I was taking probably like four at home.
Okay. And just dropping them in your bag?
Dropping them in my bag. Having Jason and I would each have one for dinner. And you need to know I had $0 in my bank account.
Oh, so I understand.
You know
this
what
experience
I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I felt like it was part of the payment.
Of course.
I get my little paycheck at the end of the week and I also took home 20 Diet Cokes.
I had a job when I first moved to LA where I had no money and my coworker would do the grocery shopping for the office and he'd say, what can I get you? And I'd say, please buy an entire box of breakfast bars and just put them in my car before I even bring them into the office.
And would they?
Of course.
Great. Now here's the like... When it comes to stealing from work, the difference, I guess, okay, this is what I remember. If I worked in an office and it was a rough job with rough people, mm-hmm. I would feel great about
Fully
that.
Fully justified.
If I also worked as a nanny.
Okay.
And that was a different situation.
Right, where they kind of trust you almost as a family member.
Yes, it was like, it was almost like not even, it didn't even like enter my head. It wasn't like, I'm going to take home their box of cereal.
Well, it's also their home.
Right. I guess it's more.
It's like a more personal space.
But it just felt like I felt justified in taking from like a big fancy office.
Of course. The money's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you ever wronged as a nanny?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, probably. I had really good experiences nannying. But yeah, was I wronged as a nanny? Probably. Yeah, because part of nannying... when I was a nanny for 10 years in New York, is I would try to nanny for as many families as possible.
Right.
So that nobody would count on me.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So that I could still audition and go
right,
to whatever
of course,
I needed to do.
Right.
So if I just nannied for one family, it would be like, I would be their live-in nanny. Or,
right,
you know,
right.
whatever. I would be their day-to-day nanny.
Yeah.
But if I nannied for 15 families, then I could sort of like make my own schedule.
Right. Almost was, like an aggressive babysitter
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, exactly. It was great.
Yeah, I imagine a lot of nannies have been wronged.
Yeah.
But stealing from work, I support, unless it's like a, you know, mom and pop
exactly,
style situation.
Exactly. If it's a big company,
go
nuts.
For it.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of people stealing
Me
from
too.
Big companies.
Me too. Do it.
Okay, we've got to keep going. I don't even know how we got to stealing from your employer. But...
Speaking of stealing from big companies, what's next?
Oh, the camera.
No, I don't know. I don't remember. I just mean, you know.
Oh, this looks like a candle.
Yeah.
And I imagine it is. The label has been completely stickered out.
I think this is like a nice little sweet.
Okay, I'm smelling it. I'm smelling it.
Remind myself what it is.
Don't tell me.
It's not.
Should I try to guess what this is? It's not like a...
It's a great scent. I just know it would give me a headache.
It feels like a combo of things. So I don't know that I'm going to be able to zero in. Dandelion.
that smell that we all know and love. Dandelion. Is it saying what it is?
She's smelling.
It's a good smell. It's just... Right. I think there's like an essential oil thing for me that like gives me a headache or... I don't know. Babe, I don't know.
Top notes of dandelion.
Absolutely dandelion.
There's something else. And then you smell the wax and that gets in the way.
I feel like maybe dandelion is actually like a plant that doesn't have a smell at all.
Is that true?
Well, is a dandelion like a yellow flower?
A weed, essentially a yellow weed.
I don't think it has a smell.
Well, let's not count out the dandelion yet.
Okay.
I think this is...
Is that
okay,
it?
This is everything. So you... It sounds like, from what we can tell, the only smell you like is spearmint. But you've given me a variety of things here that smell that I find very lovely.
Great. I hope you do. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm trying to think of smells that I don't like.
Poo-poo.
corpse. No, I feel like that I'm pretty okay with most smells outside of old fish.
I have bought candles. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
I have purchased candles or soap smells that I think are going to be great. And there's just something about them that give me a headache. I think I'm pretty sensey when it comes to smells.
Right. Smells can lead to a migraine.
Yeah.
And do you get migraines?
No, but there was a while where Sarah Goldberg, an actress who plays Sally on the great HBO show, Barry, check it out. She was a big essential oil girl and she would like always be dabbing damn essential oils all over her like head and wrists. And it would be like, this one will wake me up and this one will focus me. And I was like, I love you and I love this and I'm going to be an essential oil girl. And I got some essential oils and they didn't give me a migraine, but they would like turn my stomach. They would like give me an instant headache and nausea. And I tried them too many times.
I watched a whole documentary on essential oils.
And they're a scam.
It's a scam.
But it's a scam, but... Okay, the scam part of it... And I didn't watch this documentary, so I don't know. Well, but the scam is that they heal you, right?
Right,
they
right.
They do things.
I think like, they do. I mean, at the very least, they smell nice.
They smell, yeah.
I mean,
the scam is not that they smell. They don't smell. That's the scam. You're being scammed into thinking they have a smell. They're
millions
scentless.
Of Americans every day are being scammed. Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like there's the health.
It'll heal
you,
right?
Not healing anybody.
No.
These lavender fields or whatever.
Come on.
They smell lovely.
Yeah.
But beyond that, let's be honest, it's a little flim-flam.
Yeah.
A little being sold out of the back of a wagon.
Yeah.
That kind of situation.
I dumped some essential oil stuff into a bath one time and I absolutely singed my fucking skin. And there I go with the F again. I'm not going to apologize for that one. I got out of the bath with like a rash. And then I realized, okay, so the smell, the essential oil, I'm getting out of the essential oil game. No smells, no body, like just, it's not right for me.
What sort of oils, do you remember these essential oils in that situation?
Like a lavender.
Okay.
I don't know. In a little bottle, I went ding, 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 ding.
Do you have allergies?
I guess maybe essential oil.
Yeah, just the
but
whole
other than that,
broad
I
category.
Don't. Percocet? If you must know,
allergic to it. I mean, that's kind of a blessing, I would say.
Why?
Because you're not going to get addicted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, is that the right one? Yeah. It's like what you would they'd maybe give it to you after like a surgery.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I feel like the one time I had a powerful painkiller like that was after I got my wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah.
Had Loratab.
And how was it? Great?
Horrible. Full nausea.
Oh, yeah.
Vomiting.
So you're allergic to that?
I guess.
So when you go to the doctors and they say, do you have any allergies? I hope you say Larimar or whatever.
No, because I don't
want
to go through the list. I say, nope.
Oh.
but now I'm bringing up this memory. I'm like, oh, maybe I should look out for that one.
Larimar. I always just say Percocet. No Percocet.
okay, well, oh yeah, I need to guess the amount of this.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess too.
We have the soap, the eye mask, the incense sticks, the candle, the crystal dog drinker, and the detoxifying shampoo. Should we throw the bag in? Because the bag is nice. I'm going to say, if I were to go to one of our local boutiques and purchased all of these items, I would probably be spending $245.
I was going to say $200. Okay. I think $245 is a really good guess.
Annalise, do you have a guess?
I was
going to
say
$235. Okay, look at us. We're cute.
So we're in the 200 range. This is at least a $200 value.
Yeah, and what was Tony Hale's? Like probably $10 for all that rope?
I mean, go to the store and buy me something. You homemade? What are we talking
about?
That
was pretty incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, what a thing.
I was touched by that. That he made that for you. That was really fucking
sweet.
Heart
of gold. I mean, the man's an angel and also a craftsman.
Yeah.
Which I've got. I can't make a single thing with my hands. It's embarrassing.
I'm about to work with him on something. And if he doesn't make me one of those bowls, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
We're putting it out there.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say anything to him, and maybe he'll listen to this and hear, but if he doesn't, I'm not going to say anything like, oh, I saw that bowl that you made, or I hear that you make bowls.
No, you can't,
just
because that's
wait.
So gross.
Yeah, until the
unless
end.
You do it publicly on a podcast,
right,
absolutely
which is different.
Fine.
This is just us.
this will not be released just to the public. So.
But if I get to the day I rap and I don't have one of those bowls in my trailer, I'm going to throw a shit fit.
Well, I mean, it sounds like he's on to bigger projects. So you might end up with like a pair of pants That's made of rope right. or something. It seems like he's kind of grown tired of the bowls.
Yeah.
I mean, God knows what you're going to get.
Yeah, oh God.
A full suit.
I hope.
Do they make a rope suit?
They will
now. Tony, career chapter change. Okay, we've guessed the price. I will actually do the calculations
$235,
announce on the internet at some point how much this actually costs.
Yeah.
And we'll hopefully we're not humiliated.
Yeah, really.
That would be so embarrassing for all three of us and the network and the listener would be embarrassed as well.
At the very least, it's $100.
At least, if this isn't $100, this is garbage.
I agree.
These items look expensive
to me.
They
do. I think like especially I'm pointing to the shampoo and I feel like this...
A shampoo in this, and I'll say it's like a small, like lotion-sized bottle. It's not one you're paying.
It's not
a 99-cent bottle of Suave.
Yeah. And I feel like...
That bag.
Yeah, the bag is
nice. The bag alone is $40.
The Crystal Dog thing is a big question mark.
Well,
I feel like
so
this,
unnecessary.
It could be $5 or $100.
There's no way that item is going for $5.
Right.
Because category of pet owner
is
willing to just truly... What would create an enormous amount of debt for most pet owners.
Okay. Black obsidian is
black
what's inside.
Obsidian. Okay. That's okay. What's happening in the crystal in there. The crystal alone probably in LA would probably cost $50.
Exactly.
And then we've got a contraption around.
Yeah, break that crystal out and
I can't wait.
Whatever. Do these are yours now.
This is to
use, to regift, whatever you want.
This is the prices right now. So
basically they're out
we'll
of my hands. This is exactly what I wanted.
These are going to improve my life in a way that I'm going to leapfrog you.
Yay,
I'm going to
good.
Be Mr. Hollywood. I'm going to run the entertainment business after using this small bag of gifts. Time to play a game.
Woo!
We're going to play a game called Gift or a Curse.
Gift or a Curse.
I need a number between 1 and 10 from you.
4.
Okay, I have to do the lightest calculating.
Okay.
Right now, you can promote something, recommend something, do whatever you want. I'll be right back.
Okay. I will use my time to promote a show that I love called Love on the Spectrum. Has anyone watched it out there? It's so lovely and sweet. It's on Netflix. I worried it was going to be, what's the word? Exploitative or off in some way. Like the producers were going to be bad or whatever. It's not. It's lovely. It's wonderful. It truly moves me and makes me see the world in a different way. I love it so much. I just watched the third season the other night and I really am like, every time I watch one of those seasons, I'm like a different person afterwards.
Such a lovely show.
You've watched.
And fun and everybody on it, so great.
So wonderful. I'm crying, I'm laughing, I'm loving
it. Yeah, it's a fantastic time. I've just started season 2. And the word exploitative is maybe one of the most difficult. We've got to just find a different word.
Because it shouldn't be
to stumble in the middle there. I don't know that anyone can just, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
It should be exploitive.
Is it exploitive?
I think
it might be.
Wait, then where did I get the tative?
Is that one of these weird words that's just become its own word? Or
exploitative.
I mean, I'm right at my computer here. I can just, we all jump at our devices.
Exploitative.
Exploitative is a word. And that is the word we're looking, and I don't know that exploitive is a word. I think exploitive is kind of the... Yeah, exploitative.
You say it well. I really
well,
stumbled
I'm looking
over it.
Right at the word. I had you as a rough draft.
Okay, exploitative. Well, we did it.
Okay, this is gift or a curse.
Okay.
I'm going to name three things.
Okay.
You're going to tell me if they're a gift or a curse and why.
Okay.
There are right answers. There are wrong answers.
No.
People have lost.
Okay.
People have won. People have done average jobs. So just be careful.
Okay.
Number one, this is a listener suggestion from someone named Jesse. Jesse suggested gift or a curse, breakfast in bed.
Hi, Jesse, first of all. Thank you
Jesse,
for your question
hello,
statement.
Suggestion.
Okay. To me, it's a curse. I absolutely love breakfast so much. Don't miss it. I don't miss it is what I meant by that. I don't skip it. I love it. It's the obvious thing. It's the crumbs in bed. It's the like, you're not sitting correctly. Your legs folded? Where? What are you doing? Like, this is not, you are not comfortable. It's totally a novelty. It's the thing of, you don't want it. You don't actually want it. You think you want it. There are ways to do this without doing breakfast in bed. On the couch is fine. You can still be cozy. You don't have to like be at the dinner table, but you're not doing it in bed. Don't do it in bed. You will wish you didn't. Your butt's going to be too low. You're going to be sitting crisscross, damn applesauce. You're spilling your coffee. Think about it for 10 seconds and you know that it's a
curse.
A curse. Yeah. I was like, pass.
You're absolutely right.
Yay!
The only situation where this is appropriate is the hospital.
Yes, exactly.
Why?
You want to get out of there as soon as possible.
I don't understand how this thing rose in popularity. It does, and every time, I mean, it's never actually happened to me, thank God. But it's one of the, I feel like it was basically made for like
moms and dads
on commercials.
On commercials, yeah. It's basically Mother's Day, Father's Day, and like post sex in a movie.
Right.
Yeah.
I made
you breakfast in bed. Why is it either just post sex or Mother's Day or Father's Day? It's either like a hot guy being like, I made you breakfast in bed, or like a little kid being like,
we made breakfast.
Yeah. It's a damn pass. Or
there's no
curse.
One else.
It is a curse. It's an absolute curse. If you think anything different, you're wrong.
You're wrong. And like,
and a pervert.
And you haven't tried it, but yeah. You're an absolute pervert. You need to be put on some sort of perversion list. And Jesse, I hope that you were also on our side for
me
this.
Too.
Okay, so excellent job with that one.
Thanks.
Number two, gift or a curse, becoming a prisoner in your own home.
Okay. This is a tough one because I guess there's a few ways of looking at it. Becoming a prisoner in your own home, okay? So if it's becoming a prisoner in jail or in your own home, the gift is in your own home.
If it's the option between
right.
the two.
If it's being a free person walking the streets or becoming a prisoner in your own home, it's a curse. Do you understand what I'm saying? It depends on how you break
this
up.
Well, we're just talking about, I said, a string of words. You've got to nail it down.
Okay. Becoming a prisoner in your own home. There's no comma. There's no colon. There's no dot, dot, dot. There's no dash.
It's just you reemerge to society after 10 years and say, I was a prisoner in my own home.
That's a curse. It's much better to be a free person walking the streets. That's the options you gave me, doll. It's a curse.
Darcy.
I'm wrong.
Darcy, wrong.
Oh, no.
How often do you get the opportunity?
To become a prisoner. We've had it for the last 2.5 years. We've been there. It was better before.
I feel like
before.
This was an exception. What we've just been through was not, we were not prisoners in our own homes. Becoming a prisoner in your own home, I think, is a very specific
okay.
type of drama.
What like Rapunzel vibes?
Kind of a Rapunzel situation.
Okay.
Maybe you were... couldn't stop watching your favorite TV show, and so you became a prisoner to the TV.
Okay.
It's something that, like, you throw that out in conversation. I was a prisoner in my own home. Everyone in the room's looking at you.
Okay.
You've been through it.
You have attention on you.
Uh-huh. I mean, if you're an attention seeker,
okay.
I can give you one hint. Become a prisoner in your own home.
Okay, that's great advice.
For between 5 days and... Years. I think before 5 days, it's just like, oh, you were sick.
You were sick. You had COVID.
You laid out for a few days. After 5 days, you become a prisoner in your own home and you have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Nothing ever has to happen to you again. You have a conversation topic for years.
I mean, Are you okay? Okay.
And you got to hang out at home.
Yeah.
You
got with your dog.
Kind of tool around
every
the house.
10 days. It was great. It was great.
Forces kind of forced you into your own home and you were trapped.
Yeah.
But on the bright side, you didn't have to make plans.
Okay. That's true. Okay. We're going to agree to disagree on this one, but I love that for you.
Certainly not a matter of opinion.
No,
unfortunately,
no.
not okay, a matter
no,
of opinion.
I get you.
Okay. Well, let's see if you can turn it around here. This listener wrote in without a name. So listener, the fact that you're not getting credit is your problem. But listener wrote in and said, gift or a curse, throw the axe date night. So one of these things where you go and throw axes for a date.
Did this person say that in such a weird way? Or do I just not know what this is? What does it say?
Throw the axe date night. Just one string of words.
Is there a place called Throw the Axe?
Actually, that's interesting because the T and the A are capitalized.
Okay, so that must be a place.
So there might be like a chain of places that are called Throw the Axe.
It's like, this is as if they're saying, go to the movie. No.
Right,
Cinemark.
Cinemark date night.
Yeah. Or
honey,
I don't know.
Why don't we do a Cinemark date night?
That's insane. Olive Garden date night. Like, I think that's what they're
right.
getting at.
That makes sense. Okay.
I think yes. I think this is a gift.
Okay.
I think it's fun to mix up a date night. When you do like a batting cages date night or a Cinemark date night or a throw the axe date night, you always go, you know what? This was actually really fun. And you don't want to do it again.
I thought
soon.
I was going to hate this.
Yeah. Exactly. One of you is going to say, you know what? I didn't actually want to do this, but I'm really glad we did. I just wanted to do our usual thing, but you really brought it this night.
Something new.
This particular night. And for that, you're going to get it. Whatever that means to you. A hug, maybe more, you know? I don't know where you're at with your person. But I do think it's fun in new relationships and old to mix it up. And also a little bit of, not compromise, but if your partner's wanting to throw the axe date night, you might want to just try it.
Give it a shot.
It might not be for you, but it's going to be a gift as long as no one gets killed. As long as no one gets axed in the damn head, it's going to be a gift to your relationship. It might be a shared, before you say this, it might be a shared, you might both hate it. And even that's a gift to the relationship.
Interesting.
As long as you're in it together, a new experience that you're in together, you're communicating, you're experiencing, you're on the same team about, that's a damn gift, babe. Prove me wrong.
Curse.
Okay, go ahead.
I haven't thrown the axe. I've never been on a throw the axe date night, but I'm truly just getting comfortable with bowling. The idea of going somewhere and they're allowing me to throw the axe and like we're looking at like, what? No, don't take me on the date night to throw the axe.
No, I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
I want nothing to do with this. This is a trend we're going to look back on in 10 years and remember, throw the axe. Okay. Remember throw the axe? And now they're all Cricket Wireless. I don't think so. If throw the axe is a company, my apologies. I'm happy to be the face of throw the axe.
Exactly. If we need to put a sticker over throw the axe, we know where to go.
Throw the axe, invite me in. I'll try throwing the axe and see if I want to be your spokesman.
Yeah, yeah.
Or spokesmodel.
That's
I would
right.
love to be the spokesmodel
for throw
the axe.
Would live to be a spokesmodel. And throw the axe, you know obviously who to come to because I was very pro you from the beginning. There's no way you would go with him when
Darcy
you could go with
me. Darcy
loves
to throw the axe. She sees the opportunities available.
I think
available.
I would actually be pretty good at it.
Yeah, I feel like...
And I think that's
well,
part of
you
it.
You have a good attitude. I go in and I'm...
You're
I'm
already
fighting
sour.
Against
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Don't take me to the batting cages. I'll tell you that right now. I cannot hit a ball.
Take me to the batting cages. Immediately.
I mean, it's terrifying to have essentially a gun shooting
but
at you.
But you can adjust the speed.
Well, no Down speed to, of a no ball speed. Flying at me is
okay.
a good speed.
All right, well.
Unless it's being rolled on the ground and I have a croquet mallet.
Oh, now that sounds fun. Why don't they have croquet cages?
Croquet cages.
That sounds great. Take me to the damn
that's
croquet
not a bad
cages.
Idea, where
I know.
It kind of pops it back at you and you just tap it back.
I guess that's a little bit like mini golf-ish.
Larger mini golf, but mini golf, just because we have mini golf doesn't mean we can't have
exactly.
another thing.
Okay, throw the axe, people, if you're listening.
When the
We've
company
got
folds.
An idea for you. Come to, I'll give you the address. The backyard is beautiful. There's two.
This could be the area for the new croquet cages.
Yes. Yeah, I would play croquet cages or whatever we want to call it. I think that sounds great. I would totally do that.
I would love to be trapped in a croquet cage for date night.
I would love to be a prisoner in my own croquet cage.
Well, you got 1 out of 3.
Okay, good.
It's bad.
So what happens to me?
The listener's furious.
Oh.
Your family's been listening. They're like, she was already kind of lying about books. And now she gets to the game and just drops the ball. I mean, but you did nail it with breakfast in bed.
I know.
And
there was no...
Everyone loves to eat breakfast. People who don't eat breakfast, I don't know what's happening.
What did you have breakfast this morning?
Well, and now I say, now I'm doing
it's
what
okay.
you do.
No, it's
I
okay.
ate breakfast, but
it wasn't good.
It's usually my normal breakfast is very utilitarian.
Give me.
It's just a protein bar and okay. coffee.
Oh, God. But I'm so sorry.
But like going out to a diner to have breakfast, that's all I think about.
Yeah.
What is your normal morning?
I do 2 scrambled eggs. And like a half an avocado or some tomatoes or something like that.
Oh, this is so beautiful. Yeah. The sun is shining down
fats.
On you.
Yeah.
It's too much work for me at that point.
No, I'm really quick and good at it. It's
really?
It's my best thing.
Maybe I should try. I've literally never tried to make an egg in the morning. I'll
what
make
do
them
you
in
mean?
The afternoon or whatever.
Okay, I was going to say, do you eat eggs?
Oh, yes.
And do you scramble them or do you flip them or what?
I usually scramble. I still cannot flip.
I got the flip down, but I'm really good at eggs. I'm just good at eggs. I'm not good at a lot of things, babe, but I'm good at eggs.
An excellent
throwing
protein.
An axe.
I mean...
Yeah, it is.
I love an egg.
I made 2 eggs for myself, 2 eggs for my husband, and 1 egg for my dog this morning.
Oh my God.
And
you're going through a lot of eggs in your house.
We do. I usually have like 2 or 3 cartons at any one time. It's cheap and healthy.
So cheap.
Yeah. Okay, so I had, 2 eggs. I know you're trying to wrap up, and I'm literally like, what are you having for breakfast?
I opened the breakfast box, and
but did you
I'm
hear
sorry.
That I went, don't cut me off. Okay, so breakfast.
Do not tempt me. I will sit here and talk to you about breakfast for 3 hours.
But okay, so if you were to go to a diner, what
yes.
would you order?
I would order, so I'm happy to say Clark Street Diner is a new diner in Los Angeles that I am obsessed
with. Great, because there was a Clark Street near my home in Brooklyn.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, Clark Street Diner.
Now this
it was on Clark
this
Street.
This is a different Clark Street.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talking Brooklyn Heights, babe?
This is a different Clark Street, opened as a bakery in Los Angeles,
okay.
and now has expanded into the diner again.
I have... Where?
It's the cafe. It used to be by the 101 there. The listener loves Los Angeles directions.
Well, if they live here, they do.
That diner closed during the pandemic, and now it's a... If you're planning a trip to Los Angeles, this is the place to go for breakfast.
Okay, so it used to be
It used to be Cafe 101 or Coffee Shop 101.
People were really excited to see what's popping up there.
It still feels like
great.
A diner. I go and I say, I want the diner breakfast.
What?
Comes with pancakes, hash browns, eggs, bacon.
Oh my God,
bacon.
I want it so bad.
Delicious.
I'm going to go there this weekend.
You have to go.
That
Where do you go for a breakfast?
I like... Bright Spot. I like Millie's.
Ooh, I love Millie's.
Yeah. I like, you know, anything. Like
breakfast,
I,
that's the nice thing about breakfast. It's easy to make.
I would prefer like a diner breakfast to like a fancy breakfast. Do I look cool with the cinemas like this?
Yeah, you look
I'm letting
very
it
dramatic.
Happen.
Do you want to move?
Yeah. I'm just going to scoot.
I mean,
far away.
I could, maybe it's time to start a podcast about breakfast because I could talk about this all day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say 2 more. Why not?
Go.
There's Gloria's in Highland Park.
Wait, Gloria's.
It's kind of a Mexican breakfast place.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Home State is also a great one.
And Home State, I'm eating at
constantly
in a way that I think they want me to leave.
Yeah. And you're doing mostly breakfast there?
Breakfast,
or are you doing
tacos?
Yeah.
And they've got great coffee.
I watched my niece Clover eat a Home State taco this morning. It was glorious. It was amazing. It was not Gloria's. It was glorious.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I was going to recommend, I know this is old hat at this point, but really just always order a pancake for the table.
That's such
a French toaster or whatever.
Such a good idea. And then you don't have to commit to the full pancake.
Because I almost never want like a gigantic plate of pancakes, but I always want a pancake.
You want a little taste.
Get your damn hash browns and your eggs
and
a biscuit or whatever, and then get a French toast for the table or a waffle. It doesn't matter
so
what,
smart.
Do it. Just do it.
And then everybody gets a little bit of what they couldn't commit to
exactly.
for a full meal.
And it comes out to what, a couple bucks per person? You can afford a couple bucks, people. If you're listening to this podcast, if you're listening to this free
podcast,
well, you can pay a little bit and listen without ads. And I recommend you do it, guys. Like and subscribe. Review.
That is a nice tip. We have to answer one listener question.
Okay.
And so this is called I Said No Emails. The listeners will write into isaidnogifts@gmail.com. It's well documented that every one of my listeners has some horrible problem in their life, usually about gifts or a social situation. I hate it, but I am patient and I put up with it. So let's answer a question.
Let's do it.
Okay, this says, hello, Bridger, and disrespectful yet charming guest.
Kind of right.
Very nice.
I said fuck like 7 times.
Very disrespectful. Yeah. Let's see. It says, I seem to have set myself up for a huge gift tornado in the month of June. And look, I'm just going to apologize right up top here. This is not coming out till July, so...
So it's already
look, not
too
my
late.
Problem. But there's... We always have another June to look forward to. Garbage can, or something can grow out of garbage.
Yeah.
Please see below for my conundrum. My husband and I got married a few years ago on June 4th, which calls for a yearly anniversary gift. His birthday is on June 24th.
Oof.
Now we are expecting a baby in 2022, which means I am responsible for yet another gift for him in June to celebrate Father's Day. Up until this year, I have severely struggled with finding two separate but thoughtful gifts for the same person so close together. Now that Father's Day is thrown in, finding three separate thoughtful gifts is pushing me over the edge. Mm. My solution is to try and find at least one gift I can give him repeatedly for the same celebration every year as a tradition, whether it's tickets to his favorite sports team or a nice cigar. I'm not sure. I could use help on the gift itself, or if a tradition gift is a bad idea, please let me know. Some facts about him. He works in construction as an electrician. He's an American history buff. He is a huge sports guy that loves playing sports and is a fan of all major league teams. He enjoys professional wrestling and monster truck rallies. He also loves spending time outside and enjoying a nice evening on our front porch. Any thoughts on how to help the situation would be greatly appreciated. Respectfully, H.
This is the most hetero man I've ever heard this of in
man,
my life.
I'm going to say this man has a secret.
Okay, that we know what to get.
It on a little thick with all the monster truck rallies.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I think we know what to get him for his fucking present.
Get this man a boyfriend. Let's just put it out there.
Okay.
H.
For his birthday every year, you get him a trip to Provincetown, whatever. Or like the
H, you're not
to,
going along.
You go to
stay
Fire
home,
Island.
Watch the new baby and let this husband
live his life.
This gay man is a prisoner in his own
home.
Oh my
God, he's a prisoner in his own home. Here's a gift you could give him, a little freedom. Let him be his damn self.
He doesn't want to be going to all of these things trying to
prove
something.
Prove his masculinity?
Hide this dark secret. This secret.
Yeah.
The American history buff of it all.
On the nose.
He doesn't care about the Civil War Revolutionary War.
Even when she just said a sports team or a cigar, I'm like, what's up with this man? What's going on with him?
Going on? Well, he's backing away.
Yeah.
He's absolutely backing away. Poor H. I mean, my heart does go out to H. She's oblivious.
Yeah. And I think H needs a present to herself, which is, I don't know, her mind a little bit. I think there's ways around this. This could be great. This could be a gift to the relationship.
How about a new best friend, H?
How about a threesome? That's what you're going to get him for damn Father's Day.
With maybe his favorite athlete.
Yes.
Hang around your local arena.
Yep.
Kind of catcall at the baseball players
give
filing
the eyes.
In. Or monster truck drivers.
Yep.
I don't know what they look like. I don't know if that's an attractive lot.
Yeah, I bet they're so cute.
You never see a monster truck driver.
You only see the damn truck.
Yeah, it's all
they're
about
tiny
the trucks.
Inside.
Let's highlight some of these folks driving the trucks.
I think, for one of these gifts, you're going to go to a bar. You're gonna say, we were looking at you from across the way, wondering what you got going on tonight. Can I buy you a drink? Can we buy you a drink?
We have two tickets to a monster truck rally, but we'd love to do something with a third.
Exactly.
And suddenly everybody salute, and you're going to learn a lot.
Yes, this is good. This is a gift.
Yeah, and hopefully you are paying the babysitter for the entire night.
Yep, this is a sleepover babysitter.
Or maybe babies with the parents or with grandma and grandpa or what have you.
And in this case, breakfast in bed is okay.
Breakfast is going to be all over bed. Let's be honest. H, I mean, I think that's the only solution to this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like a pro wrestling poster or something.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Who do we put on? Who are some pro wrestlers? I can't. The Rock.
Hulk.
Are we going to talk about the Hulk? We don't put the Hulk on posters.
No.
I think
she's got the right idea.
Yeah.
Just, she was leading us.
She knew what she needed to hear.
She knew what
she was doing. She couldn't say it aloud.
And we're telling you.
She needed it to be said on the podcast. Yeah. Maybe he's listening. He's like, They're looking at each other. Tears are streaming down both of their faces.
And they're saying thank you to us. So yeah, we're going to have a nice thick threesome for Father's Day. It's going to be great.
Oh, H, I'm so glad you wrote in. Yay. I mean, just a life improved. Let's be honest. Darcy, we did a perfect job.
We really did.
I have got truly...
$250 worth of gifts.
I mean, it's just incredible. I have a Gwyneth's purse load of gifts.
You did me a favor, you understand. I needed to get rid of
some shit. Your home is just overflowing with new age things that kind of have kind of cloudy health benefits.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
But maybe it changes me.
Yeah,
maybe
I
it improves.
Hope it does.
Maybe it fixes all of my problems.
I think it will.
Thank you for being here.
Thank
I had
you
a wonderful
having
time.
Me. A pleasure.
Listener, now you can go. You've gotten tips. You've gotten information. You've gotten all sorts of things through this podcast. And I hope you can kind of incorporate those into your daily life. Or if you're like me, you will hear tips and advice and just kind of put it aside and then just continue to live your normal life. That's also, I guess that's fine. But you now, the podcast is over. So you've got to move on and come again soon. Take care. I love you. Bye-bye. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's produced by our dear friend Annalise Nelson, and it's beautifully mixed by John Bradley. The theme song, of course, could only come from miracle worker Amy Mann. You must follow the show on Instagram at I Said No Gifts. I don't want to hear any excuses. That's where you get to see pictures of all these gorgeous gifts I'm getting. And don't you want to see pictures of the gifts?
Well, I invited you here. Thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is present enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Follow I Said No Gifts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I really don't care. Just don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate and review the show. It's the least you can do. It really is. It's the bare minimum. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase I Said No Gifts merch. What a wonderful way to support the show. Support the show!